Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Really nice show today. We got Embers coming on. We got comedian Matt Storer. Chet, thanks for your motivational Mondays. We've got a beautiful send-off to Masks, which may have got us in trouble. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Tell us what you think about it.
Yeah, at the end of the show.
Because one person's not happy.
We thought it was fine, but also we're often wrong. But no, do stick around for that. That'll be fun.
Hey, look, we're just a couple of young lads, one of us married, one of us single. And it turns out that I didn't realize that all the single people, is there a new rule that you have to like congregate together and live in the same suburb? Because I went to where you live on the weekend, because you live near the beach.
I do.
Went to go to the
beautiful
beach. And I was just amazed by what I witnessed. I was hanging out at the beach near your house, Mitch.
Oh, the one I live in now?
Yeah.
Oh, my beach house.
Kind of, yeah. And look, here's the thing, though. You say, like, live near the beach. You go, ooh. But then it's live near the beach in regional WA. Yeah. And then someone in Durian Bay goes, hang on, I do that. And this is what I want to talk about, that this area of the beach in town has a very clear, like, demographic. You know, like, they say, like, this suburb's great for families.
Yeah.
This suburb is full of bogans. And your suburb is full of single, lonely men.
Correct.
Who all seem to live in these old apartments like Milhouse's dad.
Yeah.
This is the conversation I was having with everyone as I walked by them.
I sleep in a racing car. Do you?
I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
I kid you not.
You don't know how right that is.
I kid you not, mate, that yesterday, I thought you were there because there were countless men by themselves, fully clothed, looking at the sea on the beach. it was a beautiful day outside. It was cracking weather. And like on the footpath were like families riding bikes and people go to a cafe. Mm-hmm. And right up against the water was a man like fully clothed in jeans.
Yep.
Looking out to the sea.
Sometimes.
50 metres down, another man.
Sometimes we walk into the ocean and we stand waist
together
deep, in our jeans and we just stare out. Well, the difference between all of those men, they might be sad and miserable, but a lot of them are renting, where I at least bought it. Now, Michael Ross, I want to know about guilty watches. Now, I'm not talking when your wristwatch is like, sorry, I'm running late and that made you late for the meeting. But I'm talking about TV shows, movies. For example, like up until I was like, I don't know, maybe 26, I loved like pro wrestling. I was like,
that was your guilty
pleasure. That was like my thing.
Because I felt like that was very of the time.
No,
though.
But it wasn't, especially not in Darwin, like where I grew up. It's like, it was not in high school. You didn't want to be caught watching pro wrestling. So they kind of made fun of you. Girls were like, oh, why do you like this? But I enjoyed it. And then, but I had to enjoy it in like silence. Maybe I had a friend that I could chat to about it, but like that was it. And I want to know 1-800-011-666. Like, what was your guilty watch?
Veronica Mars.
Hey!
Love me some Veronica Mars. Love Kristen Bell just in general. But that was my guilty pleasure. I've watched all three seasons multiple times.
Actually, you know what? I have another one.
You have another
guilty
pleasure.
I don't know the
song,
so I don't think you can get it in time. Charmed.
Oh.
I thoroughly enjoyed Charmed. And you know why I think we both enjoyed these things?
What?
Who did we have in our household?
Oh, sisters. Older sisters. Yeah.
Older sisters. So we were forced to watch this sort of stuff. And I know what?
Look, forced was like, Al, stop twisting my finger.
Yeah. And then now we're at home and they're like, why are you watching that? And we're like, oh, my sisters made me. And they're like, but they live in different houses. And I'm like, oh, PTSD. Like, I'm just so conditioned. But 1-800-011-666, what is your guilty watch?
Looking guilty pleasures, guilty viewing pleasures. Mine, of course, is a little bit of Veronica Mars. It's such a good show. Like, first season is too soapy, but season 2 and 3
Did
is
you watch
just
the movie mwah. Or the reboot or whatever?
Oh, yes. Oh, the movie and the follow-up series.
Well, we're asking on 1-800-011-666, what is your guilty watch?
We got Geordie on the line. Geordie, do you have a guilty viewing pleasure?
Yeah, I do. Dance Moms. I'll watch it like any day of the week.
Oh, now were you a dancer growing up?
No, not at all.
You just like, did you have a really aggressive, competitive mom?
Overbearing parents?
No, she wasn't. Like, she was really chill, actually. So maybe it was just, like, a nice escape to have some sort of, like, structure in my life. And it's Abby Lee Miller.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Johnny.
Triple M, Mitchell and Michael. And joining us on the line now to recap a big weekend of footy is the one and only Norm Smith medalist, former West Coast star, Andrew Embley of the Rush Hour WA.
Hey, good morning, lads.
Is it?
How are you guys going?
Yeah, mate, I just got a quick question. When you used to probably be super proud when you were like, oh, I played for West Coast, won a Norm Smith. Now it's like you had a supermodel hot girlfriend and now she's gotten like really unattractive. Yeah. You're like, we were never together. Is that how it feels? Like you're like, West Coast, no, I just played for a WA club.
West Coast who? Who are you talking about? West Coast Amateurs. I think they had a good win against Scarborough on the weekend. Not really too much to talk about there. Yeah, Eagles.
Is it hard? Because obviously it's not, I mean, it's not like the team is playing horrendous and it's like they just, a lot of their players are just not there and it's just such a horror season.
Yeah, I agree with that. And like, when I have a look at that team right now, like there's, the unfortunate part for West Coast is that still their best players are still guys like Kennedy and Shuey and McGovern and Shannon Hearn. And these guys have got 1 year left. And whilst they've been A-graders once upon a time, they're no longer those players that they once were. But generally, when you're coming towards the end of your career, what sort of motivates you and what sort of, you know, makes you the end of your career, you know, sort of go, if you can go off in a good light, is these young kids coming through to generate some hope and some excitement. And unfortunately, at the moment, we're just not seeing that with West Coast. So they haven't had, you know, high draft picks for a long time. But you just look at this team right now and they just look shot. Their old guys can't no longer play the footy that they once did. And the young guys at the moment, there's a lot of guys in this West Coast Eagles team that are waffle footballers and, you know, have been given the opportunity purely because, you know, West Coast have had a bad run with injuries and also a lot of players unavailable with ISO.
Is the big rebuild on the cards or can they do a bit of a Hawthorn rebuild on the run?
Nah, it's a big one coming, I think. From an outside looking in, it really looks like it could be a slow burn for the Eagles. And again, when you have a look at, you know, just these young kids coming through, like Oscar Allen, he's probably the guy that you can build your forward line around eventually. But he's been obviously injured, as we know. But, you know, I think it's gonna be a really sort of slow kill there for the Eagles. And I guess I'm not really sort of sure, you know, who are those young kids coming through right now that... I'm going to take West Coast Eagles to that next premiership.
Could you potentially see them just changing sports and just having a go at maybe soccer?
That's not a bad idea. Perth Glory aren't going too well. Maybe they could just put a Glory jumper on and go and try something else. Or
switching jerseys is what I kind of wanted to bring up, because you can never support the West Coast Eagles and the Freo Dockers. That's not allowed in WA. But you can just jump ship. How many people do you reckon are jumping ship to Freo right now?
There's a few West Australians. In fact, on the Rush Hour a few weeks ago, we actually asked that question. Can you support two clubs? And to be honest with you, there was a fair few people saying yes, but I don't think those loyal supporters could ever barrack for the other side. So, but good to see Freo playing good footy at the moment. They're flying. They obviously had a great win against Geelong on the weekend and may have a few players out this week with ISO, so that could be disappointing for them. But they're playing really, really fast footy. They're well structured. They defend really well. And there's every chance that they may go deep into September, which would be great for their supporter base because they've been starved with playing finals for a long time.
Is beating Geelong in Geelong, is that the scalp they needed to say, hang on, we are contenders?
Yeah, I think so. I even said if they didn't win, just the way they went about it and if they could just, you know, really take it out to Geelong would be a great result, because regardless of how good you are as a side, interstate teams have always found it difficult to win down in Geelong. So certainly not the be-all and end-all by being beaten by them, but to actually go over there, challenge early, down by sort of 3 or 4 goals, and then find a way to get themselves in front and win is huge for their confidence. So they have to believe now that they're in really good form and probably maybe look at Melbourne, look at Brisbane, potentially their third, fourth best team in the competition right now.
Great stuff as always. Embers, we're going to let you go though, because I think you've got to make the Eagles training.
I reckon something just as difficult, school lunches and school drop-offs. So that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
That's a big game, mate.
Yeah, see you guys.
Feeling a little bit down on a Monday, and I could really use some motivational Mondays. Oh, would you look at that? Coming through the door right now. Yep, come on in, mate. It's around the mic over here, over here. Ladies and gentlemen, please, for your motivation on a Monday, Jet, thanks.
Boys, 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 thanks so much for having me. Are you ready to get fired up for the week ahead?
Woo!
I've been thinking a lot since Anzac Day, boys, about war.
All right.
And the trials and tribulations of war and the motivation we can take from war. Mm-hmm. Australia, for example, our whole identity is based on losing Gallipoli.
Yep.
But you can just see losses as draws if you want. It was definitely a draw.
Yep.
See your losses as at least a draw. Take it from the soccer book. That's the first piece of motivation.
Yep.
Be Gallipoli in every situation.
Okay. Many lives were lost, but okay.
But think of all the good things we took from it.
Oh.
It was a huge loss.
Like,
or was it a draw?
Physical loss, mental win.
Yes. He's on board. He loves it. Forgiveness is powerful as well in war.
Mm-hmm.
And just think of this. Forgiveness is America eating sushi and Japan playing baseball.
Yeah.
After Hiroshima. Like, that's forgiveness. Put that up on your wall. Put that on the poster.
Yeah.
Coming together, yeah, after an atrocity.
Yeah.
Absolute atrocity by the good guys. But now they're mates. Finally. Hitler didn't learn from Napoleon getting stuck in the Russian winter. So, don't be like Hitler. That's your big takeaway this morning. Don't be like Hitler.
I mean,
for making other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't make the same mistakes as others. Make your own mistakes. Like Putin. Be like Putin.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Don't be like Hitler.
Don't.
That is that not the best motivation you've ever heard?
It's motivation, that's for sure.
There's so much we can learn from the History Channel.
Yep.
And those were my big takeaways. Forgiveness. Don't be like Hitler. And losses don't have to be losses. Are you fired up for the week ahead? I know you are.
I'm confused.
And we just want to get a good feel on how you're doing this morning in the new normal. As of 12:01 Friday, restrictions eased in WA.
Yeah.
And just we want to see how like you're all adjusting to it and how you sort of look back on the time that was during restrictions.
It does really feel like the end of an era, you know, the end of wearing masks and having to live that way of life.
We had a great little poem sent in to the 0480097400 text line. Kalgoorlie, you can still use the same number to text us. It was one of our good mates, Loom High.
Yeah, so used to live in Newman, now residing in, I think, Jero.
And so we've tracked him down this morning because we would like him to do the performance. Have we got you there, mate?
Hello.
Oh, the enigma is back. Mate, how are you?
Barely awake. I am not used to the mornings.
Oh,
no.
Real night dweller.
Real night dweller. Well, mate, are you ready to read your your poem to send off the masks with music by The Last Post?
Yes, this is a very solemn day in which reflection must be had, and I am ready.
Okay.
Take it away, mate.
May they have colds, as we who are left have colds. Pathogens shall not worry them, nor the COVID condemn. In the going down of the mask and in the shopping centres, we will remember them. Lest we jibet.
Jibet?
What's
jibet? What's
jibet?
I'm trying really hard to make jabet sound like forget.
Right, right. I'm aboard now.
Jabet, okay.
Lest we jabet.
Oh, God. Mate, well done. Are you excited about the masks being gone?
Yes, very excited. Though now instead of forgetting my mask, I'm forgetting not my mask. So
you're taking your mask. Yeah.
Are people judging you for wearing it? Like, are they like, get it off?
No. It's good so far.
Where are you living now?
Geraldton now.
I thought you wanted to leave Gero.
Nah. I just want to be around, you know?
Well, we love having you around, mate.
We really, really do, mate. Any other thoughts? Any other wisdom you picked up along the way?
The Grand Northern Highway is a weird road.
It truly is. It truly is, mate.
Never.
Never a truer word spoken.
You are a real poet. Thanks, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Loom, hi. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Triple M, Mitchell and Michael, and Mitch joining us on the line now is one of like the show's first guests going back years ago. He's a big friend of the show. It is the one and only Matt Storer.
Hello. G'day, mate.
Hello. Now, mate, you sound like you're on hands-free. What are you doing?
You know me. I'm jogging. I'm exercising. I am in a vehicle at the moment. I'm not going to specify which vehicle because it could be a plane.
That would be great.
Are you stuck in traffic? And we also won't mention that. Aren't you heading to a rival radio station?
Look, there's a lot of dodgy stuff going on at the moment. I'm not going to tell you what's in the boot either. It's all questionable.
Now, mate, you've got a new show on this Thursday and Friday at 7 at the Rekabyte in Perth. And what are you bringing to the table, mate?
Show called Hot Nonsense, probably my favourite thing I've ever made. All musical comedy, wall to wall bangers that also are funny. And the best thing about it is the audience is in charge of the show. They choose what songs I play and what categories of songs and what quality of song. They can have bad songs, good songs,
amazing.
Songs that are average.
Is it?
They have the power.
Is it one of those things where they're like, songs about lollipops, and you're like, did I hear bicycles? And then you start playing a bicycle song.
No, the categories are like a little wider than that. there's a whole category called cooked, for example, which is just all the most cooked stuff for those who are into that sort of thing.
Now, Matt, have you ever plagiarized your own songs? Do you ever like borrow from yourself?
Yeah, probably a lot, you know, subconsciously. You know, like every time I write a song, I think about bicycles a little bit, if that's what you mean. That's a little Mitchell and Michael reference throwback.
That's good. Nice.
The podcast listeners will know exactly.
It's a 7-year callback or something. So that's that's good.
I'm just weeding out the disloyal listeners, man. I'm doing that.
No, they're already gone. Mate, when it comes to musical comedy, you are... I feel like you're your harshest critic. You always make fun of the fact that you do musical comedy, but it's obviously hilarious and it obviously works for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I don't think it's obvious, but I will take that. Yeah.
Do you enjoy, like, obviously the traditional stand-up where people are just standing doing boring jokes about their life, but you turn it into songs? Do you think that's an even better reason for people to come see you because you're like bloody working just as hard?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not like you have to be one or the other. You know, it's 2022. People can go both ways. So I also do stand up a little bit, and you'll probably see a little bit of that come out, you know. I enjoy a little bit of the variety, especially when you're on a stand-up show and then you come out and bust out a song. It's a good surprise to have, you know.
Now, I can reveal that Mitchell Tinley has said that musical comedians are cowards who hide behind instruments. I think that he is just a talentless hack. And unlike yourself and myself, who can play some instruments, he just wishes that he could.
Yeah, that seems like a man with some sort of musical linked childhood trauma lashing out. That's what I think.
Trauma.
Do you know who said that to me? Matt Storer in a stand-up performance. And then he went and played a song.
Did I really?
Did.
Wow.
It's like Michael Jordan going, basketball sucks. And then going, now watch this dunk.
Yeah, but you can do something that sucks if you're the best at it. That's my
Love it. And that's why people should go see you.
Hot Nonsense, baby.
Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. at the Rekabyte in Perth. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. As always, what a pleasure.
Take it easy, mate.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe.
Leave a review and share with your mates.